Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, aka Big Cap, aka Trevon, aka Trey, aka whatever you want to call me, joined always by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, aka Jason Madison, the illustrious director. I ain't losing my cool over some stranger. Like, somebody called me a coon, and we could talk about this because it's a perfect transition. Somebody called me a coon because I said LeBron was lying. Jerv, pull up the clip. Let's see if he got it. He got it this time.
Look at Jerv's face.
Are you serious? Are you serious, guys out there?
I prepped this nigga, bro.
Where'd you send it, bro?
Look at Jerv's face.
Look, that's what they do, Jerv. You see, I was
like, yo, there's nothing in our text message chain. There's nothing.
Jerv, why do I have
Zach Morris? You see, when they throw it to you, Jer, I try to feel the moment with talking about something to let you get it.
I was going in the chat until my man said he prepped me, and I was like, well, hold on. Like, no, we're not about to do that. Like, bro, there's something that says, Jer, we're using this clip into the show.
I was saying, my boy, hit Jer, that bomb so many times, y'all see the panic on their face when y'all said, pull the clip up. Come on, protect our brothers.
No, he right, bro.
We talking about the interview?
Yes, bro.
See, look at him.
I got you, bro. I got you.
All you funny guys out there, comedians and rappers.
Did you see it in the chat?
I found it in the bomb chat, yeah.
Ah, nigga. No.
But nothing, that doesn't say, Jerv, we're using this.
Jerv, it literally says,
bruh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Jerv.
Go ahead, Juju. Go ahead, Juju.
Go ahead, Juju.
He keep cutting me out to scold Jerv. Yeah. Let's not scold each other. How about that one?
Jason said, LeBron had his fair share of haters entering the league. I said, save it for the show. Jerv, cue up the clip now.
Man, we talk to your brothers like that, too? Jeez.
That's crazy,
bro. I'm just saying, bro. I was talking to Jerv
because I was kind of aggressive. I don't know.
Right, my bad. See, that's why his ass ain't gonna survive the internet slander because he saw. Hit play, nigga. Please.
What did you tell 18-year-old LeBron about the journey to becoming an Olympic gold medalist, a four-time champion, and now scoring 40,000 points?
I wouldn't tell him anything, honestly, because 18-year-old LeBron had a great head on his shoulders. He was put in a position where I wouldn't wish too many 18-year-old kids put into. But he just had his head in the best possible position. He was raised the right way by his mother. He was raised the right way by his little league coaches. He was held accountable by his friends. He met a young lady at school that held him down well. And then he just told himself, if you want to make a real name for yourself and your last name and your family and your friends and your city, the only way it's going to happen is if you stay focused and maintain focus and put in work. Besides my family and my friends in the city, and some people in my city as well, because we know so many people, to be quite honest with you, everybody wanted to see me fail when I got to the league. Everybody was just like, there's no way he's going to be able to exceed the expectations that's put upon him.
Facts.
Talk about it, LeBron. Talk about it, man.
First off, before you go into that, can I just say shout out to my man, Tim Parker? That's my guy. Excellent question.
Yeah, that nigga did. Oh, my bad. He asked a question. Salute to Tim.
Yeah, he
Tim
asked Parker, a question. Man.
Aggregate my boy today.
All right, shout out to Tim Parker. Now, one thing. I do agree. No one has ever handled pressure like LeBron.
Pause.
In the internet culture. Pause. Yes, pause. In the internet era, right? Mm-hmm. I will give him that. Now, as an 18-year-old, raised by a single mother, life-changing bread.
$10.
You wouldn't wish that on anybody else.
That yeah, he was capped out right there. That's when he tipped the cap. It wasn't even like he threw it all the way. He tipped the cap and put it back on.
He put a little season on the steak. It was already nice and done. He poured a garlic butter extra on that. He's studding now, right?
Right, man.
Then I'm trying to think a little bit, right? Because again, I still think LeBron, one of the greatest players of all time. One of. Mm-hmm. He's at the table. He's like, oh, this one for me? The one with the crown and shit? All right, that's my table. Cool. I can sit there. He gets a chance to sit at the table with Kareem, the MJs, you know what I mean? The Bill Russells, whoever else. Whoever is your GOAT. It's subjective. But to say like, niggas just was praying on your downfall from day one. I can't roll.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot roll.
Why can't niggas, you?
First, hear me out, brother. I mean, it's okay to be a Bronson.
I'm just saying, dog. Like,
it's okay to be a Bronson.
No, I'm a bisexual. Okay, because I disagree with my guy. I'm a bisexual. Okay, I'll play that role today. Whatever floats A's boat.
Thank you, bro. So all I'm saying is,
lingo today is
all I'm saying is, listen. I do believe they're 98%. 98. I'm gonna give them 2%. 2% is still a lot of the population, but 98% wanted that man to succeed. We bought.
We drank the juice early, bro.
First of all, hold on.
Maybe you're. First of all, pause. You out here drinking the juice. Second of all, yo, I'm the bronze sexual. You just said 98% of the people. I'm calling the cap, bro. Who created that word?
First of all,
created that word before you go that farther?
What? I don't know. Dre just said it.
Twitter created it.
What's the word again?
Bronsexual.
Continue.
You never heard that, Juju?
No.
Juju, you never heard that.
A bronsexual.
Yes.
No.
That's a fan that follows.
Never heard that before.
That's Juju? Crazy that he's never heard this. It's a fan that follows Bron everywhere he goes.
No, nah, it's just a. It's just a. It's
no,
just
no, no. Hold on. It's layers to it. It's layers to it.
So you gotta have the word sexual attached to your fandom if you like LeBron a lot.
Absolutely not. But I'm just saying it's to an almost like it's beyond basketball.
Beyond basketball. Wow.
When it goes beyond
my big brothers, I'm learning. Teach, put me on pause.
No. It's not like a slight, bro. Shout outs to Bron's fans. You know what I mean? Whatever. All I'm saying is whether you agree to disagree, I will say that. Motherfuckers was skeptical, sure. But to flat out hate him, I don't think he received the true hate into the decision.
No, the decision's like the one thing that it's the one flaw on his resume, technically.
It's not a flaw.
I'm saying that's the one thing that people will say about him. But hell no, bro. When he was considered the choke, first of all, he's coming into an era where anybody who's supposed to be better than Mike off top 50% just doesn't fuck with you no matter who you are. I watched it with respect my elder on this one just a tad. I watched it with Grant Hill. I watched it with Jerry Stackhouse. I watched it with Howard Minor. Now due to different reasons, none of them panned out to be LeBron, but LeBron being saying that he's supposed Kobe also
LeBron being that he's supposed to be better than D-Mac.
I'm just saying, to me, that was the first baby Jordan or that I had ever been introduced
to. Harold Minor?
Harold Minor. He was
Jordan. I don't remember Harold Minor getting that.
For the Heat.
He was
baby Jordan. For sure.
He was considered baby Jordan, 100% coming out of college. Yeah. It was him, and then they called Clarence Weatherspoon baby Barkley.
So
for again, sure. I remember his long egghead ass.
All I'm saying is the attention was more on. The hate was really focused on Kobe, bruh.
Let me show a little statement right quick.
Yeah. Go for it.
Remember, it's arenas full of people who hate LeBron every other day.
Because
it's
hate
like
him.
Just like brother, they had signs with him with crying on the face. They had LaBaby on because Skip Bayless was.
That's just being a fan, though. That's just being a fan. I don't think they hate him.
No. What I'm saying is Skip Bayless was feeding the population because he was out here on ESPN at that point, still calling him the choke artist, LeCon, like all of this.
He
did
have a lot of people feeding into that shit.
It was a lot. That's why people fuck with Skip.
And that's pre Miami too.
LeBron.
No.
And they hated on my dog for real.
But here you go. He talking about going into the NBA. He not talking about year three.
I'm talking about going into the NBA though.
It was a story that came out hating on him with that Hummer. People wanted him to fail. Let me say something real quick.
When he was in high school, when he had that H2, niggas was hating, bro.
Right.
Like a lot of motherfuckers was out there hating. And when he got into the league, he was actually, I think, and this is just my opinion, I think he was a much bigger deal than Kobe was when Kobe came into the league.
Let me finish.
So because he was the first overall pick, niggas were saying he was the chosen one. It was a lot of people, not only Jordan fans, but other people, NBA fans, and just people in general who did not want to believe that this young kid was really going to do that. Even I feel like some of his teammates when he on his rookie year, like niggas was like, why is he getting all this, you know what I'm saying, attention right. and all of that? Like, bro, it was a significant amount of hate on LeBron, like coming in basically saying he would not perform to the level that, like, his expectations. And I think that part is true. Now, saying most people in the world wanted him to fail or all, whatever his, like, quote was, like, that's throwing the tens on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he thought,
I mean, but that's just putting the extra seasoning on your story. Any good right. storyteller puts a tad bit of seasoning on the story because the story isn't that interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to put a little seasoning, but the foundation of what you're serving.
Can I go back and
go back to?
Can I go back? What? Can I get back to the facts?
Bro, don't be doing us like that.
You didn't give facts. Like, you gave opinions, and your opinion's wrong.
Right.
No. Oh, wrong to who?
What do you
mean, no? To who? Wrong to who?
I mean, you're telling me 98%, and I'm telling you, no, that's not true.
Right. All right, we advanced in the conversation.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. From us right now, no, we threw it out the glass. Now dunk on us, Trey.
Again. Thank you.
Don't go off social media.
No. Here we are. I'm not even talking about social media.
We love you, bro.
This is because this conversation is pre-social media. First of all,
it is.
This is pre-social media, and I'm the same year as fucking LeBron James, 2003. By the way, hold on.
You know that gives you more credit on being knowledgeable right now. Like, I don't understand.
No, it don't give me more credit.
I'm in college at this time.
Sure, but I'm playing fucking basketball as a recruit. So I'm telling you, at this particular time, there was, sure, motherfuckers was hating, like, oh, he got an H2. Like, damn, I wish I had that shit. But I'm talking about actually hating on him, like, yo, I hope he don't succeed. That's cap.
But you also got to remember who he talking to as well. He ain't talking to niggas, a high school full of niggas who fuck with him. He talking to the media. He mean the media. You
and
got
it's one person. And it's one and it's one person on record. And he's fucking wrong. I don't even want to say bro's name because I don't even want to give him credit. And they shouted him out. He wrote a whole fucking article about him saying he's mediocre and blah, blah, blah. And then it's another article he wrote, like, whoopty fucking do after he got drafted.
We're not gonna act like the barbershop wasn't talking about this at the time. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like the media aspect, fine. There's one person on record that did it cool.
I hope he don't do it.
Man was going back in the memes.
It's not so. All right, they may not have said the words "I hope." They might have used words like "ain't no way he gonna be as good as they say." Ain't no way he gonna be better than Jordan. And then you got the Kobe fans. It's like, fuck, Yo, y'all talking about this dude. It's Kobe. Y'all need to be like, it's levels to people to the conversation that was being had about him at that time.
I disagree.
Oh, okay.
Once that motherfucking shot went in, and after that game said, wah, and he had 25 his first game, niggas was like, all right, bro, he belong. On my mama. His teammates.
It's not that he didn't belong. That's two different things, though. Him belonging and him being a good.
Right, and that was
his comparison from day one, Trey. I apologize, Trey. His comparison from day one is that he was not supposed to just come in the league and be good. He was supposed to come into the league and be the greatest ever.
Yeah,
that's what his expectations were from day one.
And he met it. He met it. There was no thing about that.
But right, so we're just saying that people,
and he shouldn't have won Rookie of the Year, by the way.
A lot of people were saying that he wasn't.
He shouldn't. No, I agree with you, Carmelo. Carmelo should have won Rookie of the Year, 100%.
How much would that have changed the narrative? Not too much.
It would have changed shit.
We also got to remember the part.
He probably would have did the dunk contest or something then, because he had to get something.
Like Jerv just said, bro.
All I'm saying is, bro lied.
What's that?
I mean, yeah, he lied. Like,
what's that?
He lied. I mean, I'm not supposed to say LeBron don't lie, but like, he's not lying about this.
But I'm saying in a particular situation, I feel like it's a little seasoning put on it, for sure.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. I'll concede the seasoning is put it on to
because
this shit not bland.
But Jerv, it's a little under the line of saying he's not a scorer.
But remember,
he's not. But that.
That's a whole nother
thing. My bad, Jerv.
Piss a nigga ass off in that motherfucking. I'm a goddamn. My bad. But y'all gotta remember, bro. It's we talking about, like Jerv said earlier, when that hate start coming in that social media, he gonna turn that motherfucker off. For some reason, bro, it's 100 niggas can be like, bro, I fuck with you, I fuck with you, I fuck with you. But them haters, bro, to the actual person, that shit be turned up to 100 for some reason. So if coming from him, he probably remember more of that hate than he remember the billions of love coming in.
Oh, no, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Him. Yeah, I mean, I don't think
he got batteries. He got batteries literally thrown at him. I fuck with it. Like, right. I mean, listen, like I said, I'm giving him his credit as one of the greatest of all time, as one of the greatest players in the internet era to respond to any fucking like, bro, is white noise. The Beats commercial, remember the shit with Richard Sherman, niggas get off the bus? That's that nigga in real life. Like, he got a noise cancer on the court. Like, ain't gonna be nobody ain't nobody touching his record. If anything, right. I have to dub him the modern day Wilt, because he gonna have some records that ain't gonna be touched. I don't know too many niggas that you could point out right now to say, if Jordan played 21 years, he'll be able to do that. I don't believe that. It's just he's in a class of his own, but I still think he capped during that part of that shit. I just felt like he just sprinkled so much, and I was like, I'm not taking away from any accolades, because again, like I said, that nigga gonna have maybe 5 records that niggas ain't gonna ever be able to touch, ever. Especially Adam Silver talking about he gonna change the defense now. Niggas is not touching that at all. I don't give a fuck what Wimby do, bro. I just don't see it. I don't see it. That nigga LeBron is by himself in a lot of categories. One of the nicest niggas, but I still think that nigga was capping during that shit. During when he got that question, because that nigga was thinking about the lie. He was freestyling the lie on that shit. That nigga said, man.
Hey, man.
Like, you know what I mean?
George but Costanza maybe you're right. Said, it's not a lie if you believe it.
I mean, I hear you.
Listen, that man said he wouldn't wish that shit on nobody in the world. Bruh, that's the part. I'm like, bruh, come on, bruh. Every 18 in the world, I mean, would love to be LeBron James at 18. Get the fuck out of here.
I left that as LeBron James the underdog. When I heard that.
You think he LeBron James? That's what you think he think?
I think y'all are really just like, maybe it's like that blue dress shit. Maybe I just look at this shit differently. Like, to me, he's saying, why would you want to put the pressure of an 18-year-old to have to become the greatest at something of all time? It's not the expectations to be great or to just be good. If he would have just been a top 15 type kind of guy, there would be people that would say he didn't live up to expectations.
Yeah, no, if he was Charles Barkley, niggas would have been like, he didn't really do it.
I mean, but at the end of the day, is there
and Barkley's one of the best to ever do it.
Exactly. No. But when you really think about it for a personal shit, right? You think busts are really thinking about being a bust? Do you think like a complete stranger who never did it actually, you know what I'm saying? It's for social conversation. Like at the end of the day, if that nigga only won one ring, I still would have, and he had 40K points, I still would have been like, all right, bro, you like that. I don't think it's for people who really do it and who really ain't never did it. You feel me? Like, I think there's a separation between that. Like, whether he won a ring, if he would have stayed with Cleveland 20 years and never got one, niggas probably had a conversation, but it don't taint that nigga. Like, that nigga's still going.
What conversation would there be to have? He would not have lived up to expectations, because he would not be considered.
I don't agree that though, because I like I said, I still think that what? Chris Paul is one of the greatest point guards of all time.
I'm not gonna let you.
No, being one. Hold on, Trey.
This nigga just said that if he went 20 years playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers and didn't win one ring, that he would still be in the conversation of the greatest players of all time. That is maybe the biggest lie you've ever told in your life. Bro.
No, I'm not.
It's the difference between being one of the greatest.
He would not be considered nothing, bro. He would just be a nigga that stayed on a team too long.
He would be considered one of the greatest forwards of all time in the NBA. He would be one of the greatest forwards of all time. Not players, but forwards.
Jason, if you're statistically top 5, you're not.
He would be the greatest. No, because he would be closer to Russell Westbrook.
Oh no, that's why I'm not saying that.
John Stockton never won a ring. Played 19 seasons, bro. Still owns the assists and steals record.
Where's John Stockton on your ranking of top point guards of all time?
Probably 3. Four. He's in top 5 for sure.
He's one of the best point guards ever.
Magic is 1. Never going to be touched. I don't give a fuck what happens. 2, okay. Isaiah Thomas. 3, Steph Curry. And then 4, personal, Jason Kidd, and then five, motherfucking John Stockton.
Chris Paul's better than John Stockton. Sorry.
That's rich.
Sure.
There's a lot of Tyrese Maxey better than John Stockton.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, like, I get
let's
it.
Keep it a buck. Let's
I keep get it a buck. It.
Y'all real disrespectful to John Stockton, yo.
I don't mean real disrespectful to John Stockton.
Y'all super disrespectful.
Well, I watched John Stockton play. What the
Kyrie
hell?
Kyrie Irving is better than John Stockton.
How come look, my boy just said, LeBron, the modern day Wilt Chamberlain. He ain't never seen Wilt Chamberlain a day in his goddamn life. I can't say John Stockton trash. I mean, not trash, but not better than Maxey. In my opinion, my astute.
You said Maxey?
Tyrese Maxey from whatever the Kentucky.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that, I want to make sure they heard y'all so that I'm not being perceived the one that's wilding right now.
Bruh, dare I say.
I'm a Maxey fan.
I ain't going to get into that. I would just say this right here. LeBron James will hold this record. He been in the league for how many, 20 years now?
Yes.
My boy ain't been locked up. My boy haven't been in no
never
scandal.
Had a, never had
my boy
a serious injury.
No cocaine drugs. My boy ain't slapped a bitch nowhere. That's what his record should be, bro. My boy has had 20 years of I am him and hasn't had one embarrassing step for his family, one embarrassing step for us brothers and sisters. He's been nothing but a shining example for 20 years straight. Whatever records out there, salute. But that's the biggest record. Like Jigga Man still in the game these days, bro. Like can't nobody compare to that record right there. Salute the bit, bro.
I'm with you.
I don't got nothing else to say on that end. That was the send off. For Big Jerv, for Juju, for Jason. This has been another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I hope you enjoyed.